We're visiting with Dr. Kim Anderson today. Man, what a great group of kids and winners that we've had at this year's Junior Wheat Banquet.
Yeah, you've got the top wheat producers in the state. Not only the top wheat producers and the parents, but you've got the future top wheat producers in the state all here tonight in 4-H and FFA membership.
Well, tell everybody that has not been at a banquet like this, what exactly are you guys looking for when you pick a champion of wheat varieties?
Well, there's two contests. One is the production and milling. So they produce 5 acres of wheat, harvest it, keep records on it, and turn those records in. And then we visually grade that wheat and rank it one through however many we've got. And we take the top 25 out of 4-H and the top 25 out of FFA, and those go to a milling and baking contest. We add in the test weight, and you get your production milling contest, and then we bake it, and you have the bake contest. So we had the top production milling, we had the top baking, and then we had the grand champions.
Well, we had a lot of really, really good kids, and this is something that's so nice because not only, I mean, it's not something you can just do in 15 minutes. This is something you have to work really hard at.
Well, they have already planted the 2021 wheat contest.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so it's farming.
Yeah.
And they had to, what they've done is they keep records on which wheat produces best, which wheat looks the best, which wheat mills the best. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they select and that's what they plant. They watch it and manage it for the seed, for the weeds, for protein, for test weight. They look for producing a quality product. And if Oklahoma wheat's going to stay in the world market, it's got to be a quality product, a product the millers want. And that's what these kids are learning to raise.
I'd imagine this is probably a pretty good recruiting opportunity, too, for some pretty good students to go to OSU.
Oh, yeah. You bet. I have been out there talking to these. We want them in the Ferguson College of Agriculture,
absolutely,
the Oklahoma State University, because, one, in Ag Econ, we can teach them how to manage their farming business and plant and soil science and animal science for stockers. We've got the educational program to train the future farmers and ranchers for the state of Oklahoma and for surrounding states. At OSU, we've got students from just about every state in the union.
And you had a couple of little kiddos today that could grow up to be Brett Carver.
Oh, yeah. It is fun. One thing about this job, it's fun to see these 8- and 9-year-old kids, meet them, watch them grow up through this program, and then be in my class at OSU. Now, that is fun.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Great group, great banquet, great job.
Oh, it's just rewarding in itself to be involved in a program like this. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation funding it. I mean, we gave over $17,000 in scholarships. We gave another $2,500 to $3,000 in cash.
That's right.
But these kids earned it in raising that wheat product. And you got to hand pick all the trash out of it to show it. Otherwise, it doesn't show well. And if it doesn't show well, it doesn't sell well, and it doesn't place well in the contest. This is a great program that these organizations have.
Well, I'm excited to watch it for years to come.
Well, we're excited to watch it with you.
Okay.